gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. It's the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's enough to shout when you think about who brought you. Things are seen and unseen. But the choir said we was covered. Covered. When you're covered by him, you cease. He done brought all of us. Not because who we are, but because of his grace and his mercy. He put up with us. Thank you, choir. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God bless you, brother preacher. Your pastor. Pastor. May God bless you. What's your name? Roach. Oh, yeah, Roach. I know I can think your name. Pastor Roach, glad to have you. God bless you. We still talking about if God be for you, who can be against us? God is on your side. You covered. You covered. You covered. If I get to that, I'm going to talk about a man who was shown us covered by God. By God. Look at your neighbors. Say, neighbor. God be for you. Who can be against you? Bless his holy name. This is number 21. Number 21. God is on my side. You may not care nothing for me, but if you're on my side, I'm still a winner. That's what every child of God got to understand. If you're on your side, you are a winner and not a loser. That's a promise to God. Bless his holy name. Look at Ephesians right quick, if you will. Ephesians 6, beginning at the 10th verse, if you will. It said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The 12th verse said, for we, dealing with the saints now, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Everybody said this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul, he's not talking to the church. He's not talking to the world. He's talking to the church. Talking to the church. When you say the world, the devil is right there with you, but the devil fights the church. He fights the church. The devil is your enemy. The devil is my enemy. But if God be for you, that's what we got to look at. If he for you, who can be against you? Every devil in hell can't stop you if God is on your side. And I've been dealing with this, and the Lord has been giving me these things. And in this spiritual world, the devil is trying to hide his real identity. He's doing a good job of it. But, thank God for Jesus, he is recognized by the Word of God. I said he recognized by the Word of God and his evil works. That's how you recognize him, by the Word of God and his evil works. Anything that is evil comes from the devil. I don't care who it comes from and where it comes from. If it's evil, it comes from the devil. He evil. And we're living in an evil world in these last and evil days. We stopped off on last Sunday telling you that the devil is the master of deception. He cunning. If anybody can know how to trick you, he know how to trick you. Always trying to trick a child of God. Always trying to calm a child of God. Eve didn't know who the devil was. But she should have obeyed God's word. But we have knowledge now to know that Satan is present with us. We have knowledge now to know that he is what? Present with us. And it is our job is to obey God's word. Obey God's word. The Bible. Obey the Bible. God's word. The Bible. Regardless of how Satan may come, he can be identified now. Eve didn't identify him, but we now can identify the devil regardless of which way he comes. Why, Reverend Walker, you got the Holy Bible. You got the Spirit of God in you now. And you know how the devil comes. Bless his holy name. You know he's evil. If it's evil, it comes from the devil. He don't know nothing about being righteous. He one time was, but God kicked him out of heaven and tried to take over him. God had to kick him out. But now he's just evil. Every time he want to do something, it's always what? Evil. Nothing good in him at all. And my brothers and sisters, in this book, the Bible, in this Bible, we can find good and evil. Life and death. What good for your life and what bad for your life is right here in the book. We can find what righteous is, and we can find out what righteous is not. We can find out what truth is. We can find out what truth is not. What lie is and what lie is not. Why? Because we have the Bible. We have the Bible. We have the knowledge of God. We have God's book on good and evil. This Bible here show you good and evil. Nobody got no excuse.
I don't know.
The Bible have it right here. Good and evil. Nobody can make no mistake on that. It's right here. If I know it's evil, I know the devil talking to me. Because of how it come in my mind, I know it's the devil. Because of how pretty, how good looking it is, I know it's the devil, because the Bible goes against what's coming at me. So God done fixed it now. Not like Eve and Adam, but buddy, we know it now. And the devil mad with us, because we know how he come now. He come as an angel of light, looking good. He don't look bad. And that would mess folks up, because he look good all the time. And he ain't coming looking like a tramp. He come, sometimes a tramp make the devil ashamed, you know, but he come dressed up all the time, because he good looking. He handsome. Right here, man, but he handsome. And he's a spirit. And he always coming with evil in his heart. And my brothers and sisters, it's a strange book. Y'all see this book here? It's very strange. It's unnatural. Because the author is God. That will make it strange. Unnatural, because the author is God. Again, Paul, how about read 2 Timothy 3 and 16? Y'all listen to me well now. You need this stuff. We don't forget about the Lord any day. We need this stuff. Read, Paul.
All scripture.
Read that
is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Breathe. God on my own man. And man wrote what God told him to write in the book. Not only it's been breathed in men to write it, who he wants to write it, but the book is also holy. This is a holy book. It's a holy book. It's a holy book. And God's word will not change. Paul, read Romans 1:1-2.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
The Holy what? So it's holy, right?
Amen.
You don't treat this in any kind of way.
All right. My mind.
We don't worship it, but it's what? Holy! God of mine, because God breathed, and these men wrote what God told them to write. Bless his holy name. And the devil loved for us to holler out and say, man wrote the Bible. Don't y'all hear folks say that all the time? I said, don't you hear it all the time? Man wrote the Bible. No. But they're ignorant of who wrote the Bible. It was the power of God through the men that wrote the Bible. They wrote what God told them to write. So it's holy. And when you're down in like that, you're down in God. You're cussing God. Don't you realize you're cussing God? You're calling God a lie. Don't realize you're calling him a lie. Read your Bible. That means God got the Bible here. This is the book we read now. We ain't got to be like Adam and Eve. They didn't know there was a devil. But we know there is a devil. And this is the truth right here.
That's right, my Lord.
The word is truth. God cannot lie. God don't even know how to lie. We got to believe this book. Watch this now. Watch this now. We know men folks have started writing it over. Changing it, going and coming. I tell anybody, you better stick with the old King James Version. Everybody writing Bibles now. Pull it out, take it in. Pull it out, take it. Put what you lack, take what you don't lack. Put it in, take it out. Even homosexual now, getting up a Bible out here. They got a homosexual church, ain't they?
Yeah.
All right, then they got to have their own Bible. Because this one right here, I'm going to condemn them.
That's right.
So they got to get their own Bible. Everybody writing Bibles now. So you better stick to the old change game back, but the devil ain't about to be no fool. He's smart.
Yes.
You can't outsmart the devil by yourself. You got to have the wisdom of God to outsmart the devil. And I told you on last Sunday that what happened. Man trying to come up with his own plan.
All right.
And don't know the devil got him blind as a bat.
Yeah.
Kind of come up with his own plan.
Right.
And the devil got him blind. The devil know I got him. But buddy, but when you stick with this,
right,
everybody got weakness.
Amen.
Ain't that right, y'all?
Amen, brother.
Oh, she may be here. Yeah, I see her. Bless her heart. Yeah, bless her. You know, bless her. You know, sometimes you smart, you know. You know, some folks smart. I mean it. Some folks just smart. I mean it. And but you got a weakness.
All right.
Got a weakness. I play with one of my members all the time, boys. She can talk 5 or 6 different languages. 5 or 6 different language. Smart. She always wants to jump on me, you know. And she get calling from out of country, no language. I said the same thing. I put my tongue off, you know. And you don't understand me. I don't understand you. but I found her weakness. Everybody got a what? A weakness. Everybody got a weakness. God Almighty. I ain't gonna tell you what a weakness is, but everybody got a weakness. I told her, some of y'all, I said, I found your weakness, honey. I know how to get you. All right, now watch this. The devil got a weakness.
Go ahead.
The devil got a weakness. Everybody got a what? A weakness. His weakness is the name Jesus. His weakness is the word of God. He can't do nothing with the name of Jesus. He can't do nothing with the word of God. It's the only thing. Got the devil on his knees right here, right now. The word of God. He can't do nothing with this. If God says scat, he got the scat. Just right here. You've got to use this on the devil. It's the only weakness he got right here. We got the word of God with us. And when you stick with this, he get in a corner and get quiet. He don't never want you to read the Bible. He never will tell your children about the word of God. Everything but the word of God. He got a weakness. And that means we got the Bible now. But we don't read the Bible. We put it in the living room and dust it off every once in a while. But you got to read it. This the devil weakness is the word of God. Bless his holy name. Now watch this now. You got to deal with the word some. Watch this. This is the only book. Somebody got to find me another one. This is the only book on this earth. I don't know where she's going, but on this earth is qualified to tell man where he came from. To tell man what he's doing in this present world. And tell man where he's going when he leaves this present world. No other book can tell you that but the Bible. No other book can tell you where you really come from, what you're doing now, where you're going when you're leaving. It's the only book. It's the word of God. And we got to believe the word of God. Bless his holy name. Yeah, I say you got to believe it. It will be a hell and a heaven. It's the only book can tell you. It's a hell and heaven. He know where everybody going. That's a strange thing. He know where everybody going. If you don't go to heaven, where you going? Don't be scared to say it. All right, just being fair. See, don't be afraid where you're going. See, everybody, God already, this book can tell you where you come from, what you're doing now, and where you're going when you're leaving. No other book can do it. That's why the devil don't want you to read it. Now watch this. When you talk, I'm not scared about it. When you're talking about the devil, he hate it. Sometimes when I preach about the devil, I'm preaching about him right now. God, I had to bring this to y'all. Because the devil, he makes things, lights go out, all them kind of things in him. He got power, but God got all power. Always remember, he got all power. Sometimes when you're studying about the devil, you hear some cracking in the house, all that kind of stuff. But don't let that scare you. Keep on reading. Keep on reading. That's the devil. Sometimes we be preaching on the devil. Y'all know the light blinks somehow. I knew the devil gonna come. That one sign, I knew the devil gonna come. And lights went out and everything. They ain't got to move about, but I'm talking about in the day. Now if you throw somebody that hit me, I know who it is. It's the devil. Always remember that he don't want to be talked about. This Bible takes the cover off him. He always want to hide his real identity. He comes all kind of way. And you've got to know about it because the Bible got it right here. We got to read the Bible and believe the Bible. He'll put that stuff in you. Watch this now. When you get to thinking about exactly what I said, man wrote it. That's all he wants to hear. Let me tell you who made you told you that. That's the devil told you that. God didn't tell you that. He didn't tell you that. The devil told you said that. You see, and you think you got a way out. There ain't no way out. This Bible can tell you where you come from, what you're doing at the present, and where you're going when you leave here. Tell you how to go to heaven and tell you how to go to hell. This book right here. No other book can tell you. You can throw it away if you want. No other book can tell you but this book right here. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for God's word. He don't want us to be ignorant of spiritual things. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, Adam and Eve had a choice. They had a choice. Bless his soul, but they done what they want to do. They had a choice. They're the tree of life, of good and evil, is there. They have a tree of knowledge, a book of knowledge. Now it's the book of knowledge. It was the tree. Now it's the what?
All right.
That's how they got knowledge when they ate off what? The knowledge tree. God got the tree and put it in a book. Still knowledge. It's a knowledge tree now. The knowledge right here. In a book form now.
You're right.
Yeah. And when they ate off the tree, they found they were naked. Knowledge. I'm naked. Copy what? Knowledge. If you want to know something about God, pick up what? The book. If you want to know something about the devil, pick up what? The book. We don't want to read the book. And the devil don't want you to read the book. He know he got you if you don't read the book. Or listen at what it says. He wants you to outthink the Bible. Something come up. Well, I don't. That's what he wants. That's what he never wants you to believe this right here. This the only way to overcome the devil is the word of God.
You're right.
You ain't got no kind of mess with the devil by yourself. You've got to have the word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. And we listen to everything. Because everything out now, I mean everything. Everywhere you go, on TV doing everything, church folks doing everything, preachers doing everything.
Everything.
It's too bad to bring it up. I heard something about somebody going, no, I ain't going to bring that up. That's too bad. I mean it. That's just too bad. In the last day, they talk about how many going to come in my name. Many going to come in my name and deceive. How many? Many. It's happening right now. Deceiving many. Oh, boy. Make you want to cry when you see what's going on now. And we ignoring it. You've got to stick with this Bible. Please stick with the Bible. Stick with the Bible. And my brothers and sisters, this is what the devil doesn't want us to read. And understand this book. Because it shows us who Satan really is and what Satan is all about. It is God knowledge book, mankind book, right here, to keep us right, to direct us. Adam and Eve didn't have this, but we got it. Thank God for the word of God. So God wants his church to know about the spiritual world as well as the natural world in which we now live in, where we won't be ignorant of spiritual things. The devil wants to be ignorant of spiritual things. Watch this now. Fighting the fight that God have already fixed before the world was. See, watch this now. Watch this. Good and evil spirit control this whole world. Now let that rest in a minute. Let's take it now. Good and evil spirit control this whole world. I'm going to sit down while y'all think on that.
Think like that.
Good and evil spirits control this whole world. If you ain't doing good, you're doing what?
Evil.
Good and evil. What got me and see things going on, we see folk doing everything but right and still calling it right.
You're right.
We're trying to make evil become what? A right. A good, whatever. You can't do that. You're going against the word of God. If God called it wrong, it's wrong. If God called it sin, it's sin. We can't make it not to be sin. We can't make it right if he called it wrong. That's where you got the Bible. My sisters and brothers, that's where we got the Bible.
You're right, Pastor.
Well, we can go right. Oh. That means you got it. Read it. Stop listening to everything. We got some folks so smart they can fix up things to blow your mind if you don't watch yourself. They know how to say it and what to say. You see, they got everything on television. They run God out of the way, out the pit. They don't care what they do now. But you got the Bible to know good from evil.
Right.
And everything happening now, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Something is wrong with it.
Right.
Got the church saying ain't nothing. Something wrong with it.
Yeah.
If it's not right, it's wrong.
Right. Amen.
Cope everybody doing it. Let everybody go to the Bible. All them told you what don't happen. And we let them suck us in all kinds of ways. God Almighty. He all done told us. So now, the world is controlled by one of the two. Evil and good. Now watch this now. My brothers and sisters, this battle is a spiritual warfare. And the devil always trying to hide his real identity. He is the deceiver. Always trying to hide his what? Real. He don't want us to see him and recognize him. But I promise you, if you spirit your mind and study God's word, you just about to get him every time. Because you know how he come.
Right.
See, God got it in the book to tell you how he come. He comes all kinds of ways. But you can recognize him through the word of God. That's the reason he hates this. He hates the Bible. Don't get your history book and you'll find out everything about it. Don't get that. He's fooling you. That's the devil talking to you. You better pick up the Bible.
All right.
The history book can't go against this right here.
All right.
This right here made history.
No book.
No kind of book. God got it right here to help us. And that's what teaching all about. A lot of folks in church, they just don't know no better. They'll argue with you, but read your Bible. Don't be led by voices. Don't be led by your dream. No, read your Bible. Now watch this. The devil's smart. He know you got your mind on something. Make you think it's right. Boy, he'll bet you have a dream or a vision to feel that you were right. Yet the wrong is two left shoes. He got power to give you a vision. He got power to give you a dream.
You're right.
But check the Bible out. See what the Bible said. That means you got the Bible.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Now watch this. God told me to talk about Job a minute. God Almighty. To identify that devil. Now watch. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Job 2, 6 through 10. You almost didn't look at Satan. But listen, listen at Satan in a sense. Look, now look how he talked now. Read, Paul.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life.
What God is strange in. You know, sin, let the devil jump on me. Let him jump on him. God will let the devil jump on you. God Almighty. Let the devil jump on you. Boy, that's kind of rough. Read on, Paul.
So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown.
Now, watch this. Watch this. Watch the devil. God let the devil do what he wants to me.
Mama.
Let the devil do what he... Now, the devil can't stand God and can't stand his servant. You turn the devil loose on me.
My Lord.
And when the devil get a hold to you, I can do what I want to tell you, but kill you. Now, you know you're going to be in a mess when I get through with you. You already hate God, already hate his servant, Job. Now, he's going to turn the devil loose on Job. Do what you want, but don't you touch his life. Boy, boy. Do everything but kill him. I don't want to even see Job.
All right.
Turn the devil loose. We don't fall. Let's see what happened to him.
And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself with him. And he sat down among the ashes.
Lord have mercy. He in the ashes now. Scraping balls. Busting them open. Just balls from the head to his toe. Puss all in them. And looking so bad. The devil got a hold to him. I'm going to make Job cuss you to your face.
Yeah.
Let me have him. Notice now he got to get what? Permission. The devil can't do no more than God allow him to do if you stay with God.
Amen.
God would test you out. God would test you out. But Job knew God. That's the key. He knew God. He knew it wasn't God, but he didn't understand God always. But he knew he wasn't alone. He's going to turn an enemy like the devil on him. Boy, boy, boy. Read on, Paul.
Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God. And die.
Your purity, your righteous, you still trying to hold on to that? God Almighty. You don't know how bad you look. Watch this. It wasn't God talked to his wife. It was the devil come to his wife. All his wife was saying, I don't want you no more. You look too bad. You ain't going to get well. You're sick. Won't you go and get rid of yourself? Watch it now. If the devil get a hold to somebody and can do what he want, everything but kill him, you know you don't want to see that.
That's right.
He's trying to break Job down.
Amen.
He's trying to make Job cuss God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go through trials and tests.
Yeah.
You ought to know who you serve.
Yeah.
Watch this now, because very important. Very important. See, sometimes you think the devil
You done got some. Not all the time. You ain't got to do nothing. God knows you can stand. He'll let the devil get a hold to you. Yes, if any soul, yes, if any sickness, it is of the devil. But God got his eyes on you. Watch this now. Watch. I like this, boy. I like this. You know, you're a servant of God. He can't just go do what he wants. Let me have him. Told the Lord, let me. You think he's serving you because he loved you. Let me get a hold to him. I make him cuss you to your own face. But he got orders. Do anything but kill him. Boy, you know Job was looking a mess. If the devil can do all he can to you but kill you,
amen.
Boy, you look a mess. Job was looking a mess. His wife looked at him, shook her head. You ought to cuss God and die, because not only look bad, you stinks. Balls all over from his head down to his toes. Balls all over. Got polish broken and then scratching it and trying to scrape the stuff off him. And still looking bad. Skin coming off him. Boy, he looked a mess. It was the devil got in his way. That's Satan now. He used her. You look bad. Watch it. No faith, you'll never make it.
Yes,
ain't no way to make it, because you look too bad. Ain't got no doctor come see about you. Can't go get no pain pills. Can't get nothing. He around there, he groaning, probably hurting. And she down there looking at that man, and the man about to die, look like. And she said him, die. Don't get my point now. He had to get permission. Job didn't understand everything, but Job stood right there. Because he knew who he served. That's what we've got to do. We got to know who we serve. We got to realize I serve a God can do anything but fail. I serve a God who got all power in his hand. I can stand if God give me the strength to stand. Regardless of what the devil do, if God got his arm around you, the devil can't do no more than God allows him to do. And always remember this now, you ain't got to do nothing bad, but if God let the devil mess with you, I don't bar nobody. You ain't got to bar nobody. But God says, I'm going to test my child out. All right. Stand still. Read on, Paul.
But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips.
Y'all see it now? You don't sound like my wife.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You don't sound like Susie. You don't sound like Robert or whoever name you. But anyway, you don't sound like my wife. You don't sound like my wife. Sound like a foolish woman. What? It evidently, but God, Job, he had his trust in God.
Yeah.
So what? Sometimes we go through tests and trials. You better stand still before you cuss God. And you got to watch folks who come to you when you're going through your trial.
All right. Amen.
So you're about to lose your house and everything. Why don't you go sell yourself out there? That's not God talking to you. God test us out all kinds of ways. You better wait on the Lord. God trial us out, I told you. You ain't got to do nothing wrong. God just tests us. The devil mad with you.
All right.
So if you didn't run with who you used to run with.
All right. Walk rhythm.
You're going to start walking up right now. Standing up for Jesus now.
Yes.
And the devil said, let me have a hold to him. I'll make him cuss you to your face. Well, Josie, you sound like a foolish woman. You don't sound like my wife. That's his holy name. Paul said, who you been running with? Well, I don't know who they're running. You must run with somebody else, but you don't sound like my wife.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, look at Job 13 for me. And 15. God Almighty. Say, bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Devil is a deceiver. Remember that now. We got to get used to this spiritual world. We're in a natural world, but spiritual world runs this natural world. That's what we got to understand. It runs by God and the devil, but God in charge of everything. But he allowed the devil to come and play with him a little while. Read on, Paul.
Though he slay me, yet will I trust him in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him.
God Almighty, though you do what you want to me, Lord have mercy. See, watch this. Watch this. Just like we now. Job was fixed before the foundation of the world. If I'm for you, who can be? We already what? Fixed. We ain't trying to get over. We already over. See, we already fixed. Job was already fixed. Not getting fixed. He already was fixed. That means God can trust him because he already what? Was fixed before the foundation of the world. Though he slay me, God, though you may slay me, yet will I trust him. Hold on, my son. I will maintain my own way before him. I'm going to stick with what I got. God Almighty. I met you. You love me. I still love you. I don't understand, but I'm going to trust you. I know you're able to do anything but fail. Now, that's where I come in. I know you can do anything, but you just can't fail. You've got to know God can do anything. Nothing too hard for God. I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to still trust you. I got my confidence in you. I gave my life to you. You told me you can do anything. Now my life is in your hands. I'm going to maintain what I got.
Well,
I'm going to maintain what I got. I met him one Sunday. I'm going to stick with what I met.
Come on, preach.
Yes, sir.
I know his neighbor.
Amen.
Folk talk. Let folk talk all they want to talk. Talk.
No, no, that's right.
You ought to know who you believe in.
That's right. Go ahead, Pastor.
Old Job had that stuff locked in him. I don't understand. Lord, we don't understand a lot of things. But stand still. If God be for you, who can be against you? The devil come all kinds of ways. But you've got to watch the devil. That means God got the Bible where we can watch it. And recognize when he comes. Because he's sure coming. If you say you love the Lord, he's sure coming at you. Let me get this straight right here. I know the devil dealing with somebody right now. You ain't got to do nothing wrong.
That's right.
We know we're not perfect, but you ain't got to do nothing wrong.
Yes, sir.
The devil hates for you to stand up for him.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
He don't want folks see you stand up.
Yes.
He'll try anything.
Yes.
But God has to get the devil okay.
Amen.
I like that boy.
Amen.
He can't do what he wants to children of God. Yeah, he won't kill you by these children, won't you all?
Amen.
But God will get you by his then.
That's right.
But God, he got to go through all the trouble, you know. God said, I just ain't going to let her get up in the morning. He will take care of you. God knows he'll do it. Because you his child. Job was already fixed. Now, Paul, right quick, go to 14 and 14. If he fought you, we need to get this stuff. The devil at you all kind of way. But you've got to make a stand for Jesus.
If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. If a man die, I say, if a man die, shall he live again?
Amen.
Didn't Jesus say we're going to live again?
Yeah.
Job knew it way back young. If a man die, shall he live again? I rang old Job was hurting so bad, boy. You know, but he think all the things coming to him, boy. Folk had him all kind of way. Joseph is in his word. If he die, shall I live again? Then Job got a little energy. He wanted to get up, but he's too sick to get up. But he said, in all my appointed time, I'm going to wait. All my appointed time, I'm going to wait. I don't know what it takes, but I'm going to wait. Wait on what? I'm going to wait on the Lord. Wait. Don't get yourself in no trouble. Wait. I don't care what the doctor said. Wait. I don't care what the neighbor said, but wait. Don't kill yourself. Wait. Watch this now. Even if he come at me, I have a new body. I know one way I'm going to change me one way. If I die, I'll be changed. If he come heal me, I'll be changed. But one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to what? Wait. I ain't got nothing to lose. Everything to gain. Oh, Joseph, I'm going to wait. Yes, I'm waiting. Ain't got no meal to stick in me. They make me feel good. The doctor can't help me. Nobody can help me. But I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until my change comes. Because there's going to be a change. That's what we got to understand, church. We got to wait on the Lord. Don't let the devil mess you up. Wait on the Lord. A change is going to come. If you're not afraid to wait. Because you've already been fixed. Look at Joel right quick, 19 and 25, Paul. We ain't going through nothing. The trial we're going through, we can't hardly trust the Lord today. If I'm for you, who can be against you? If I'm on your side, who can be against you?
Well, amen.
Read, Paul.
For I know that my Redeemer liveth. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth.
God Almighty. I can't hardly get my words out. This Job talking now. Can't hardly get my words out, but I know.
Yeah. Go on, Reverend.
I know.
Go on, Reverend.
You got to know.
Yeah.
I know. My Redeemer. But we got to know. When you know you've been converted, stand still. Regardless of what the devil may do, what he said, stand still. You got to know that. Y'all sit down, man. Thank you. You got to know he lives. I said you got to know he lives.
Yes, sir.
He lives.
Yes, sir. He
lives. I won't go further, but I'm going to say that man. He lives. My Redeemer, my Deliverer, has got me out of this. Before the foundation of the world, I'm already out of this. He told me I'm going through some tests and trials, but I'm already on the other side. I know. Y'all see what Job went through with? We have to sometimes go through the same thing. May not be so severe as he will, but just like now, he was looking a mess. Couldn't nobody help Job. Nobody. But boy, he knew the law. That's all what count, knowing the law. You can't lose with God no way you go. I know my Redeemer liveth. That TH means never stop living. In other words, he never died. Talking about that folk Jesus come on the scene. He knew that, but now we know our Redeemer, he lived and he died. But he got up. See, he got up. He got up. Now let me say this. I know I've said it many times. Watch this. Now watch this. See, now the world don't know he lived. When I say the world, folk never been converted. They don't know Jesus lived. They don't know he lived. When you give your life to Jesus, then you know he what? Lived. Because I gave my life to him, I know he got up with all power in hand. I know he what? Lived. Because he's living in me now. He lived. All the enemies know he died. That's all they know. He what? They don't know nothing else. They don't know nothing else. All they saw him what? Putting him in what? The grave. They don't know nothing else. But we know some folk what they don't know. He didn't show himself when he got by the grave to nobody. But those who believe he lived. But other folk like sinners, they don't know about Jesus and getting up out of no grave. But we know he got up. My Redeemer got up with all power in his hand. Job said, I know my Redeemer. When I was studying this thing, I got happy myself at home. That right, Savannah. I got happy. Go ahead and get happy at church. I get happy anywhere. Man. You can think about the word of God, you'll get happy anywhere. About 2 weeks ago, I had to stop on the highway again. So somebody gonna call the secretary. You check on that Milwaukee, you know. No, God I be writing stuff, y'all. I had to stop. Too good to leave by. You had to, devil take that thought from me. I stop. He don't break. I keep a pistol everywhere I go. And be in there talking to myself. Getting happy, boy. No, my Redeemer live. He live. Heart of mine. Paul, now look at one more. We're going to close. Look at Job 23. God Almighty. Look at Job 23. It started at 8th verse. Yeah, 23. Job 23. 8 and 10. Now we see thing about it. We know he lived. Job went through with something. Watch this.
Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward. But I cannot perceive him.
I cannot perceive him. But Job got in a rut there, boy. That means he was searching. I reckon Job prayed all kind of prayer. May have started preaching. I don't know what he's doing. People looking for who? God. Looking for God. Couldn't get up and walk. Could be too sick. But in his mind, oh, like he ought to answer me some kind of way. Wonder where is he? God was silent on him. I'm going through what I'm going through with. I got my trust in him. But I know he lives. But where is he? He won't hear me. God Almighty. I'm going all kind of way. I know I'm real. I know I'm honest. But he won't hear me. Read on, Paul. My time about it.
On the left hand, where he doth worry, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him.
Every time I go on the right, he get behind something, look like. Every time I go to the left, he jump behind something. Every time I go forward, look like he get in front of me. No, I can't find God. Where is you, God? Have y'all ever been through something like that?
Yes, sir.
Trying to get an answer from God. Sir. Look like God ain't going to never answer you.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
He heard you the first time.
Yes, sir.
said he heard you the first time. You just got to keep on calling him. Don't go crazy. Keep on calling him. If he don't answer you today, call him tomorrow. And then he won't go tell the devil, now you've done enough now. Get your hands off him now. I'm about to go answer my child now. God almighty. That's what God, how he treats us sometimes. I promise y'all, sometimes after you pray, it look like God ain't heard your prayer. It look like something happened in a way. But God's still there. He ain't gone nowhere. He does that sometimes to keep us at his feet sometimes. You got to remember, if he for me, who can be against me? The devil may have you going, but stand right there. Don't do nothing crazy. Stand there. Read, Paul.
But he knoweth the way that I take. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
You just got to trust him. I don't care what you're going through with. Don't give up. You got to trust him. Don't let the devil come in your mind. The first thing you're going to bring is, you ain't doing, you're trying to do right. Somebody, you must be doing something wrong. Don't listen to that devil. You got to understand it's a spiritual warfare.
You're right, Pastor.
Stand still. God knows where you are. He ain't going to sleep nowhere. He's just letting you go through your tests. And when you come through, you be like pure gold. If God be for us, who can be against us? Let us all stand. Hallelujah. If he for you, if he for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Give me a little music, please. If he for you.
Amen.
If he for you.
Amen.
If he for you. If he for you.
Yes, sir.
Who can be against you? Hallelujah. He's a Savior. He come to seek and to save that which is lost. If you're without Christ, you're going to need him. You may not need him now. You may be doing fine and well, but one day you're going to need him.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
He had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's how simple it is to get saved. Not no feeling.